A question from a devotee here in the beautiful Kadava temple. What about Anava, the internal ego? Can you explain that just a little bit more? Many people have an internal ego and an external ego. One is quite different from another. For instance, there may be someone who's smiling and joking all the time, but inside himself all the time he's angry and critical of those around him, but he lets no one see that he is. There are also those who are smiling and social on the outside, but crying on the inside over hurts and memories that have happened in the past. The Vasanadaha Tantra, writing down the memories of the past, the hurts of the past, the good things and the bad things that happened in our birth karmas, harmonizes the internal and external ego so that we are a one person on the inside as well as on the out. When we write down our hurts and fears and misunderstandings and burn the little paper that we wrote it on and look at it as the garbage of yesterday, we detach the emotion from the memory. And as a result, finally, the soul becomes the internal person that is seen, and the external person becomes his natural personality. They both become one and the same. It's very easy to read the external personality of an individual by listening to what he says, looking at what he does, and various forms of communication. The internal personality of the person can be read by observing body language, facial expressions, movements of the eyes, movements of the feet and hands. The way a person walks, the hesitancy before the individual answers a question. All of this shows the workings of the internal ego that is blocking the natural joyousness of the soul. So the first step in spiritual unfoldment is for the individual to harmonize the internal and the external anava or ego so that he is a complete person 24 hours a day and nothing is hidden even unto himself.